For many years, I've worked with Jan Strimple, who is a started out as a model, and she and I, she's, I think we're about the same age, maybe. I started when I was 25, and she may be a little older, but she was a model at Neiman's, and not, I mean, with an agency. But I saw her in shows there when I first started, and she was very striking. She had a very prominent chin and beautiful, striking features, and just, and I could tell that she was something very special. And sure enough, she was she had modeled for Bob Mackie, and Root C Mannequins had made a mannequin of her, and it was really exciting to get to know her. We kind of, our paths would cross, but it took a while for her to get comfortable enough to ask me or trust me with a project. But I made props for her fashion shows and for various extravaganzas that she would do. I made a praying mantis costume. I made a caterpillar costume. I made all these things. I made a headless man costume. It was like she would call me and she'd say, "I need a teacup big enough for a horse to eat out of." And I would say, "I've got you." And if I couldn't make it, I would find one. And she was operating out of three rental like storage units for the longest time. And then finally she graduated and rented this like an office complex that she turned into her warehouse to house all these costumes and props. And I went over there to kind of lend a hand. And this was maybe, I don't know, maybe 20 years after I started helping her. And I looked around and it was like the Larry Leathers collection. It was like every single prop I'd ever made for her, from the ice staff for the Ice King to, you know, these crazy headdresses made out of a candelabra to just, you know, anything and everything that you could imagine. I mean, Jan had, there was no limit to her imagination, and she would, it was a challenge sometimes. And she, you know, I was the guy that she called. You know, the last thing I did for her was a huge Halloween party downtown that was super exclusive. It was like the best, it was the party to go to at Halloween, and and my job was to create the greeter costume, and the greeter was a Marie Antoinette figure sitting in a chair with her head in her lap, and the head the head is the person that greeted the guests as they entered the little entry hall. And the joke was that she'd look you up and down, and if your costume wasn't good enough, she sent you off to the costume room to get a better one so that everybody there looked amazing. But I had to come up with this thing. It was a platform. Of course, it was a, you know, it was like a magician's trick, and, you know, a platform with a mannequin with her head severed and all the gore and guts associated with that, and then a way for a model to sit underneath the platform and have her head be on the platter, the silver platter that was in her lap. Of course, there had to be a fitting, which, you know, you can't make this stuff up. You know, the model shows up and she, we test, you know, we had to adjust the height of her shoulders and the height of the tray, you know. But it turned out it worked great. Of course, everything depended on everything. Like, the model had to have the right kind of personality and the right kind of presence, because it couldn't just be a model. It had to be somebody with the ability to step into a performance and assume a role of something that is totally absurd and yet bring it a believability that will make everybody enjoy themselves instead of feeling awkward. So, but she did. She was an Asian model with beautiful features and long black hair, and she pulled it off beautifully. But then that's the last one I did for Jan. It was just, and then we had, I had to con I contacted a church supply company for the chair because it needed to be kind of a gothic looking chair, and I had to extend the back a little bit. But then, we put a vulture on the top of the chair, of course, and it was quite a success. So that's the last thing I did for her. And of course, with this, with the world we live in now, who knows what's next? And I'd like to think there are going to be fashion shows again that aren't just videotaped.